This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Friday, August 2nd. Well, cattle kicks off the new month with a bounce higher in Thursday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle is higher. It definitely has a new month rebound today, August 1. Maybe we get a little bit of a fresher look, but you know, can it hold or even offer any support in the market? The short covering also was helping and gave the market a little bit of a lift, and even an uptick in the beef demand is helping. We thought that maybe it would help even a little bit further because the grains had been falling pretty drastically over the last number of sessions. We didn't get as big a lift as we thought, as it shows in the feeders, because today feeders were lower. That follow-through selling pressure from yesterday just can't be stopped right now. For the summer, right now trading is kind of at a lull, and that's where it is seasonally for July and August.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 11 and a half at 479 and a quarter. September corn was down 7 and a half at 393 and a half. Portland prices for a soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were down 7, ranging from 540 and 3 quarters to 545 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were down 1, ranging from 593 and a half to 598 and a half. Live cattle for August was up 97.5 cents at 108 even. August feeder cattle was down 30 cents at 140.95, and August class 3 milk was down 3 cents at 1722.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report.